Hey man, thank you so much for your really, really kind words. Could you do me a favor then and in Apple Podcasts leave a review if you really enjoyed it that much? That would really help us to spread the message of growth even further. And yeah, that's really it. I really appreciate it, my man. Thank you so much.
Hey, you guys, in addition to being my buddy Lawrence's birth date, 818-2018, what's so cool is 818, that's like, if you look at the one, like it's a mirror, and the eight's looking at the eight, it's like looking at itself. And what's interesting, 2018, two, you got two eights. Well, and there's 2008, there's 18, there's eight. Got another infinity in there. We're gonna be meeting at Union Station tonight, 8:05 p.m. with the Wizard of LA. We're gonna be going out there for another wizard walk. Who knows who is going to be showing up? It's always a surprise. You never know. I wasn't able to make it last time. I had a Yachtly Crew show. However, I am free to be a part of the magic tonight. Can't wait to see how this evolves. So, why don't you join us out there? 8:05 p.m. We'll be meeting at Union Station, and then we'll be getting on the subways, going around town, causing mirth and mayhem. Good mirth and good mayhem. So, I don't know if you'll hear this by the time the Wizard Walk starts, or if you'll hear this whole thing after it starts. Either way, you know either it will be happening or it happened. So I hope to see you there, or I hope to see you at the next one. Or if I did see you at this one, I'm sure we had a fun time. More on this later.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now exiting the subway on our way up to Union Station to meet with the Wizard of LA. I'm also thinking Lumi will be there, so will be Reverend Mark, and who knows who else will show up today for today's Wizard Walk. I've put the invitation out to many people. I believe the Wizard of LA also has. So we shall see. We shall see how it all evolves, and if others join in the madness. This time around, I didn't bring my cape as per usual. So I have a really interesting green cowboy hat that blinks. So that will be fun. I'm also wearing the Stony Shores glasses. So I have a little bit of Yachtly Crew integrated into today's performance. I also have some Yachtly Crew cards with me. I'm carrying I got a backpack. So that way, you know what? I am so tempted. I think I'm gonna have to go into this Starbucks and get a coffee. As much as I don't want to. Oh, as much as I don't want to. You know, I wonder if Wetzel's Pretzels has coffee. All right. We're gonna go get some coffee. That's all there is to it. I'm just gonna have to. I'll be back with more of this later. Okay, folks, we are back. We are back. We are back on our way to the Wizard of LA with coffee in hand. And the glorious music played inside sounded like Radiohead, sounded like Tom York to me, playing like Bossa Nova. It sounded like that to me. I'm wondering if these guys are waiting outside in the same spot like they were last time. That would not surprise me if they were. Last time was in the daytime. That lady was breathing hard. All right, so let's see. Let's see if these guys will be outside again. There's a guy out here asking for dollars. You know, in the good old days, the homeless would ask for, do you got a few cents? You know, do you have a few cents? Do you have some spare change? Now they're asking for dollars. Whole dollars. Dollars and dollars. Oh boy, there it is. I see Lumi right now. Do you hear that? Do you hear that in the distance? Oh yeah, you can hear that sweet ceremonial flute out there in the distance. Lumi here dancing in the foreground, and of course Reverend Mark back there playing his ceremonial flute. We've got the wizard right there with the tip jar, blinking lights on his hat. Dig the sounds of Reverend Mark.
Hey brother, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
Got one mic here. Do the exchange, ready? Do the exchange. Do the exchange. Right, there you go. Just rip my hand. Out. There you go.
Because this could be an illusion. This could be anything. Based on your perception, which is based on structures that were built earlier, which were based on structures that were built earlier. So when you learn something was a certain thing or a way, it's because it imprinted from earlier time. So there's a secret place, and it's this thing that is inside of you that is unchanging through all the changes, all the different versions of you, all the different lives that you are. Where it's not changing, but when you go to breath, you can access it easily. And that can give you that knowledge. So, feel stress or feel anxiety. Center yourself, just go to breath. That's all you have to do. Anything. And the more immediate that you can go to breath, the more instantaneous the results are. Because this is like when you have to reset a phone or a computer or something, like if it gets fragged up because of thoughts jumping from one thing to the next, you reboot it, you turn it off, and you turn it back on. And as soon as you go to that breath, you're doing it. So then,
ladies and gentlemen, you are hearing some dynamic sensations vibrations, wavicles, frequencies, etc. and etc. Reverend Mark is here serenading the audiences with his magical flutes.
I love how you say Reverend Mark.
Yes.
It's the best voice to say it. Hey, wait, I've heard your voice on the radio before. Wait a minute, you sound familiar. You're that one guy!
He is in fact ordained by the Wizard of L.A.
Yes, I actually was ordained by the Wizard of L.A., as well as a few other trickster cats, but he's my favorite ordained.
Was there a bonfire involved?
I would like to tell you, but you'd have to be initiated in it, and then you can tell the rest of your viewers. The wonderful things that involve... Are there any of the good stuff over there? I'm trying to make a joke out of it here. I do apologize for fumbling my improvisational skills, but I guarantee you they're very entertaining.
Well, that's the mark of a true shaman. He mostly fumbles and
mumbles. You see what you did there?
That's right.
The mark.
That's right. With a capital C.
With a capital C. I like that.
I think all the mark of a good shaman is the fumbles and the jumbles and Alan Watts talks about it. It's just like jazz. It's just a bunch of bleep, 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 bleep.
Let's play a little trick on the wizard, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. You know, just all you're going to do is follow us and, and have a little bit of a... little bit of a fun with the wizard.
Oh yes, yes.
No, but watch this. He's going to follow us outside.
Yes. Yeah, very welcome. I have a PayPal at the Wizard of LA if you want to donate.
And eventually we'll have these giant Venmo cards and everything for people to scan.
I have a podcast too.
Do you really?
It's going to happen.
How do I find it? Just go find the Wizard of LA.
Go ahead. Look me up right now. Get my Facebook, like my page right now. This, by the way, we're honored with Inspirato Projecto is here, yeah. Which also has a podcast.
We got the podcast rocking and rolling.
An really? Award, did it win yet?
It did not win, at least not in this dimension.
It's, you know what, it's winning in many other dimensions, and there's many awards left to win.
Had the at-home listeners been able to see the tabby boots on your feet, they would have it would have won the best arts podcast, though.
You know what I think?
And I can find your podcast from
here? It's stealth.
Here?
That, would that have worked?
And you have a podcast as well?
Oh, yes.
How do I find it?
Inspirato.
On this?
Projecto.
On Facebook?
Oh, yeah, I'm on Facebook.
You can find him
also,
everywhere. He's blowing up.
Also, Instagram.
Yeah. Look.
Oh, Inspirato, P-R-O-J-E-C. Ooh, there it is.
Take
Inspirato
time
Projecto
to do a
Radio.
Plug right here.
There
it's
it is.
It's a good time to do a plug.
Inspirato Projecto podcast. Like, oh, look at that. Yes. And Inspirato Projecto Radio, ADO, on K-Chung, 1630 AM. The first and third, actually this Monday, from 1 o'clock to 2 p.m., it'll be in Chinatown.
Nice.
Yeah, so if you're in Chinatown, you can hear it on the radio, Dell.
Maybe I'll come down to Chinatown.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I know our wizard walks, too.
Oh, yeah, you ought to come by for the wizard walks.
So you go to at the Wizard of L.A. 93 on Facebook is the actual The Wizard of L.A. Facebook page. That's the one you want. Look for the gent in the top hat. Maybe at the time of this recording, I could be in another alien form for the next
That's
one.
That's true. You never know.
And look for Woke Minds with the Wizard of L.A. if you're into that kind of thing.
We're just downloading like a whole bunch of... I love it. She's just getting all
here.
This cosmic
I
information.
Absolutely.
I love it.
I don't
this is so
bit.
Great that you're typing it in.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. And we have the evidence right here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank I appreciate
oh my gosh.
It. Thank you.
All you right. take care.
Thanks, good night.
So good to see you.
Just in time for a hug from this guy. Hello, listeners as well.
I have
our
some. Let's see. So I didn't
You're
have any masks
fire.
This time.
Did you? I brought.
However,
you have your masks.
I do have. Okay, so
you
we're gonna.
Something
I'm gonna show you pieces. Pieces.
You have the legendary storm cloak.
I don't. I've been doing this deep clean in my house. Right? So extra sort of shape-shifting sort of costume of sorts. And look at this. Check this out. To go along with your blink, to go along with the blinking on there, look
oh,
at this.
I love it.
Check this out.
Hi.
This hat. Uh-huh. This hat. Blink.
Oh.
Cosmic Cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
I had this for Halloween last year.
Uh-huh.
And I had just like a bunch of sparkly stuff, and so I just called myself the Rhinestone Cowboy.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So I walked around like that. Oh, and look at this. I brought this pirate's hat in case anyone wants to join in.
Excuse me.
Look at this.
Hello, how are you guys doing this evening?
Look at that.
Hi.
Pirate's hat in case anyone wants to utilize it.
You guys can walk through and everything, but you guys cannot perform. I think I had this conversation with you before.
We talked about the dancing and the other things. Uh-huh. And we're just gathering in the new belly.
Okay,
so, this is
so
our
he can see. So just let him know that and stuff like that, okay?
I can do off notes.
Not in here. I'm sorry.
But if he's saying off notes. He's joking.
Yeah.
All right, thank
it's
you.
Notes
thank
in between that matter most anyway.
Thank you guys.
So now what was that? They don't want merriment taking place?
You know, it's funny how these things work. Because I can't say anything wrong about it because I surf the universe and this is what it is. It's like we're here.
Yeah.
And I think that...
I think he wants to go out there.
We take it. Yeah, let's go out and go into the courtyard for a moment. And of the scenic Los Angeles Union Station.
So it is quite interesting. So we have this Venn diagram going on where we're creating our own sort of reality experience. And yet we also get the other paradigm that finds its way to sort of, I don't know. It's interesting, the interplay between the two, right?
Right, because when you're talking about any reality paradigm, basically you're just talking about a structure of the grid that can support itself.
Right.
That's it. So once you have enough steam behind that, it's living, it exists.
Mm, right.
So when you have multiple paradigms in proximity to each other, and ultimately, they're stacked one on top of the other anyway.
Oh, yes.
You have a different attitude now about how that's done.
Yes.
I think the download is that you created yourself a new paradigm. Right now, you created it.
Yeah.
Because you acknowledged... your superior nature, that you basically have the ability to create it. You acknowledge that. So if you looked at it in the regards of something like a game, like let's take a type of a strategy game where you have to overtake a territory and then it converts into your territory.
Right.
At the point that you can create a superior force to hold the space is yours. At the point that you recognize yourself as a divine sovereign being, if you so choose to do that, then you realize you've been doing it the whole time. So there's no one to blame for your situation other than you, if you want to blame at all. Instead, you can look at it as a functioning set of tools that you can build with.
Right.
So how do you want to build that paradigm at that point in time? How do you want to build it? And once you can free yourself from blaming others, from putting your creative, generative genius in the hands of others, once you can... stop seeing it through that paradigm and take your own power back. There's no one to blame anymore. It's all about, okay, what do I want to make today? And how do I want to make that? And how do I track what's happening as a result of that creation and that making? Because I'm getting the real-time feedback based on this experience of what I'm observing in, what, a body? Is that your paradigm? I can't say that it is my paradigm. Do I have a body? I have many bodies. Where does my body begin and end? If time's not here, where is my body? Because my body has been born and died and went to the earth and then grown through the flowers and been eaten and grown into the trees and then all over again the circle of life. Though it doesn't matter because it's all silly putty. So at that point, if it's now, and you're only going to limit yourself with whatever structure you have, because let's face it, games exist, they have rules, they have structure for the sake of having structure. Though at any point in time, if you are unskillful, you know it's yours. It's yours to behold. Skillful mastery is yours as well. Self-mastery in the body, in the mind, in the heart. Bringing them all together. Conjunction. Creating that balanced form, that triad, that mind, heart, body. Bringing it together in such a way that you have congruence. That's what that's called. It's congruent. When it's all lined up, everything is working together. Then there's no struggle in life. There's no struggle at that point. You have your answers and everything lines up, and it's a beautiful place when you see it. You choose to see it. You got to free yourself from the old scripts, though, because your creative power is so strong that if you come to believe that habits are in some state of permanence, you could acquire that habit permanently. Or as permanently as you think you can, because impermanence is probably the only thing that you can count on. You got to be able to shake the Etch-a-Sketch so you can make a new drawing every time.
Very true, very true.
Speaking of...
shake the Etch-a-Sketch.
I think it's time to shake our Etch-a-Sketch. Who's ready to ride the train?
Oh, sweet Lumi, look it.
So first, you gotta down the coffee.
I love your hat, it's so awesome.
Hey, thank you. Giddy up,
cosmic cowboys
and cosmic cowgirls, giddy up.
Nice.
Down
ready to ride.
What constellation is a horse?
Oh, is it horse?
Comet. Is there a horse? Oh, Comet, that's good.
I'm not sure.
Giddy it's up. Not a constellation.
It's horrible.
Seems like there should be a horse phenomenon. Constellation.
There's Capricorn is kind of a horse constellation.
Some guy.
Oh, that's true.
Some dude in the north.
Giddy up, Capricorn. Time to go for a cosmic journey down the Milky Way.
We walk through, Chinatown. Milky Way Trail. We
and we're going
sure.
to Pershing Square next.
Okay.
Come on, this way.
I'm so glad you two misfits could make it down for this another one of these extraordinary events.
You as well.
I just love it.
So
yes.
Then there was Yachtly Crew. Who
yes.
Was making their own little paradigm of reality. I noticed a few things.
Oh my goodness!
Recently, the buzz about the town. It looks like. Ships coming in.
Oh my gosh!
Sail, or one or both. Of
it
the
is. Other. It is. It is doing both. It's the pendulum is moving in all directions with that one. It's crazy to see the similar faces,
weird
the similar.
The
similar.
The
high fives or what?
Oh
it's
yeah!
Take a picture. Come on.
Okay. This fucking weird. What,
you're
what
on
are you,
fucking pyramid. You're on Inspirato Projecto podcast right now, by the way. Giddy up, giddy up, cosmic cowboys and cosmic cowgirls. Giddy up, rum pa pum pum. Time to ride down that Milky Way trail.
I've been surfing and bucking on this Bronco through this nebula for so long.
On this nebula.
I just want to get through 9 seconds.
Fighting off the Ursa Majors and Ursa Minors.
Oh, I got Ursulas.
Ooh, what would you say? How could you sum this up in one concept?
Infinite being, having a God experience.
Mm.
Or the smartest village idiot.
Ooh.
The one true God?
Well, the one
only
that's...
one, right? I watched Highlander.
Is he a Highlander? God. God, I just said it.
He is. He is a Highlander.
Yeah. Nice. We're out on a wizard walk.
Uh-huh.
You're more than welcome
to
join
us.
If you don't have a train to catch, you can join us.
Catch fairies or wizards or what?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we bring them along with us.
You'll see.
That's the idea, to gather all the wizards and fairies and saints and beautiful people that want to gallivant and cavort and integrate their shadows and become fully whole beings by recognizing. See, they did this back in the day. It had a lot of different names, and the people that did it had different names, too. Though basically what they were doing was they were using music and play and theater in order to access the deeper levels of inner standing.
Ooh. Wow. Ooh, I like that.
That's deep. That is deep. Understanding.
To know yourself. Right. You know?
Right.
Who can tell you better than you?
That's something I'm going to contemplate.
You just dove into the stream of consciousness.
How was it? I give it a 9.9.
Me too. Very small splash.
Did you ever try the triple Lindy?
Always. Every time.
Yeah. It's an incredible dive.
It's always worth it.
Yeah. Every time.
Every time.
On, every time. Well, we got a train to catch.
All right. Us too. Uh-oh, we might be on the same train.
Train of thought, baby. Train of thought. I love how this random dude is just kind of following along. It's like he's just magnetized to it. You know it's great. People, when they're magnetized to it, they got to just keep following, see where it goes, you know?
It's really something to see. And then I have to track that to say, okay, well, what is the resonance that's occurring?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because you're getting a real-time map update of internal state.
Oh, yeah.
As you walk.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So maybe we
look at this. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. This is perfect. Look at that. The rainbow. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. Wizard.
Oh, I can go into it too.
The I'm Wizard of LA honored. Right there.
Everybody. The more the merrier. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Look at that. You got a little cat here. Yeah. Cosmic
oh,
kitten.
Thank you so much.
The cosmic kitten.
It.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you got a little magic wand for yourself.
Some magic wand, don't lose it.
That'll glow.
Cosmic cowboy, I really am digging this.
Giddy up.
It's like
giddy up on a cosmic train.
It's like space Macho Man Randy Savage. If you could see what that
ooh,
looks
yeah.
like. It's like after you went and toured the universe with Bill and Ted, then you came back.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
We got more smiles. See, this is the part that's great. Like, you know, podcast family.
Oh, yeah.
See, we're walking through to kind of paint you the visual picture.
Oh, yeah,
we're walking through the station. And, of course, we have Lumi.
Oh, yeah.
And Reverend Mark and myself and, of course, Kurt. We're walking through here. And with Lumi dancing around.
Oh, yeah.
And we're just staging up right now.
Oh, yeah.
So with Lumi moving around, you see the smiles on these people's faces. They come out. They've got photos. They
come and
engage. Now, we just did an impromptu meditation lesson there.
Oh, yeah.
And I say impromptu, whatever that means. It's like everything's really not a surprise.
Right.
So, and it's just one way to be. It's just a now way to be.
Yeah.
So at the point that... You can scale up the activity.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, to add on to what you just said, when you're in the now and you're looking in the mirror, you've won. You're looking at the mirror, right? The mirror image of now is one. How cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
And then when we also spell that O-N-E, wowzers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, isn't that interesting? It's like becoming one.
No, we're going somewhere new.
Where are we going?
We're going to go downstairs this way.
Oh, downstairs.
Downstairs to the train. To the other train. New sights, new scenery.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you are, of course, witnessing history right now. You are, of course, witnessing history as it's unfolding. As it's purely unfolding. Wildly, maniacally, etc., and so forth. You know what's so interesting is that I got this some time ago. This is a rainbow moonstone. Now, how interesting was that? With that little girl with the shirt was a rainbow. This is a rainbow moonstone. Now, rainbow moonstones are known for synchronicities.
Mm.
And how cool is that? Little rainbow girl walks up to Lumi over there.
It's a beautiful one, too.
synchronicities. I do believe that might be some of our bread and butter. Synchronicities.
Oh, yeah.
So you brought this up.
This is interesting
because...
So good.
You can basically... It's like a little magic wand. Magnetizer with you.
Oh yeah. Look at this. I brought this rainbow moonstone with us. This is good for synchronicities. So I figured we might as well utilize it to
It's too bad you no longer have it.
Oh my god. Too bad you no longer have it. I thought it was so cool because that little girl came up with the rainbow shirt on. Just adding credence. Clearly, and in a way, sort of a revival. Oh, are we? Which way are we?
We're going this way.
Oh, we're. Come sail away, this way. Wait, smells like plastic is burning. Right? Doesn't it? Did you smell that? Like, it's like right here.
The mechanical room.
Bum, bum, bum. I'm glad you fit. I noticed that you fixed Lumi, which is awesome.
Yeah.
How long did it take to fix that?
It was a couple of days. It was better.
I love how that glowed
than I thought.
Orchestrating. Brilliant.
Nice.
So brilliant. I love that Lumi is giving away little glow sticks to the kids. I think that is so fantastic.
And the kids at heart.
Oh my gosh, and the kids at heart, for sure. This is true education at its finest. It's a precipitation. We're precipitating among this populace.
You just gotta hold your paradigm long enough.
Mm-hmm.
Or let go of it.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good way of putting it. Let go of it. That's a good way.
Yeah.
Because then everything becomes your paradigm in a sense. You let go of what that paradigm was. Oh, yeah.
Gotta go through that one. Now, come through that one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, here you go. That's you.
Diagonal. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, perfect. Lumi just got through the turnstile, the widest turnstile.
Are you calling me fat?
Oh, just slightly obtuse.
Here's a little bit of a trickster, sort of a, well, what would I call a trickster? Medicine men, all tricksters.
Oh, yes.
Synchronicity right there.
Ooh.
How are we going to get through? The easiest way. Someone just came by and all of a sudden helped us.
God, I love that.
Oh my god,
that's brilliant.
Uh-huh.
That was fantastic.
Trying to figure out the way through and all of a sudden just
oh my gosh.
There.
Bam, right away.
You're receptive enough to receive it.
Oh my god.
And there it was.
Ooh, and then when you add that extra beautiful bonus of recognizing its existence, giving it that high five, now it's like, yep, okay, well you like that one. Wait till you see what I cook up next.
Exactly that.
You know, it's like, oh yeah, I can't wait to see what that's gonna be.
It's almost like sort of playing with existence.
Yeah.
Or playing with it as though it's a sort of a higher power. But
man,
like, all of us are that higher power.
I just love the fact that you're saying that right now. These are some of the biggest things that I love talking about. Both on the podcast and the radio show, just in general, that idea of it is a playfulness. It is the playfulness with that higher mind, with that, you know, every mind, so to speak.
I didn't know that you ever talked about this.
I didn't know that you ever talked about this.
No, I talked about this. I
had no idea.
A little bit of a trickster. No, absolutely. Yeah. And it's exactly that. Like, and that's one of the really cool things about these types of walks is the synchronistic actions of that.
Yes.
Gratitude, fear, and then people overcoming. Like this gentleman just kind of standing in the middle, just kind of wondering what we're doing.
Oh yes. Yes, just that. Oh yes. That wonderful curiosity, right? That the wonderment that evolves from the current situation. It's so interesting because it's like a cartoon hopped out of your television, and now you're like, okay, what do we do with this?
Yeah.
Right.
And you're still the observer, still entertained by it, applauding the entire time. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
More.
Oh,
give
yes.
me more.
Oh my God.
You found Einstein?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
He's traveled through time. Tesla showed him how.
Ooh.
It's a joke, of course.
Was well. I immediately comes to mind is the Philadelphia experiment, right? Didn't he help out with that? Did Nikola Tesla have something to do with that?
I think he did. He was Michael Pare's acting coach.
Michael Bolton's acting coach?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll have a little spot over here in the corner, right?
He really wasn't.
In a parallel universe, perhaps.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lumi. There we go. Oh, yeah. That's it. I'm so glad that the subways have this thing made into them, because then it's a perfect spot. It's like they knew that one day Lumi would exist.
Exactly. Exactly. Synchronistic actions of the universe.
Oh, yes.
What do you think about time travel? Did you ever experience it firsthandedly?
Time travel?
Yeah, I travel every day.
time travel every day. Yeah. I love it.
That's a good answer.
That is a really good answer.
I'll accept it.
Oh, my God, that's brilliant. That's the most perfect answer I think one could get.
Where do you want to time travel to? Next.
Tomorrow? That's where we're going. We're going to tomorrow.
Does it ever come?
James
that's
Bond.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Tomorrow,
that does sound like a good James Bond opening. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sheena Easton singing it, perhaps?
Maybe tomorrow will be next. Maybe, if tomorrow isn't tomorrow, maybe it'll be the next day.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I like that one.
It's like free beer tomorrow. When do you ever get
it?
That's true. That's true.
It's always free beer.
That's true.
Where do you want to time travel?
It's nice when you get your car and go different places, you know. But when you're using the train, the bus, it's a hassle. Yes, you should know when now.
It's fermenting in your eye.
From nothing, because it's a lot of problems.
Do you want a car?
Yeah. When you travel, you know, and when you know how no travel to go, and you using this, you know, it's a hassle. It's a...
Oh, traveling on the train is a hassle?
You should not go out at all. If you don't have your own car and your own way to go.
Where would you go with a car?
Oh, you know, when I used to drive, I got five sisters. I got a sister in Georgia, I got a sister in North Carolina, I got a sister in Philadelphia, so I go all over the place.
Experiments.
Yeah, I go all over the place. And when I go, and I see one of the sisters, they say, oh, the refrigerator is a lot of food. When you open the refrigerator, the only thing you find is vegetables. So you don't eat vegetables all day, but only her, not me. You know? But you have to go and see your sister. And sometimes they say, oh, I have to talk to my husband. You can come. Forget it. You know, you want to go.
They got to put out a good spread for that.
You want to go and visit them and go out, you know.
Like, make better meals, and then maybe you get a brotherly visit more often.
Yeah. Right?
He doesn't want to say it out loud. You know, his face tells us everything we need to know. You know, if they had carne, it would be different.
You see? The one that run the house is the women, not the men. The house is for the women. It's all the time, in all ages, and everything. You know, when you're talking to your wife, you know, you don't talk about the house. The house, she knows. She is her. Mm. And she runs the house. If you let her in run you, you lose. Forget it.
What if all the men went on strike?
Huh?
What do you think? If all the men, the husbands, if they went on strike and said...
No, listen, you see, the husband is all... We all were going out to get the money to bring the house. It doesn't matter how. It's just sometimes she doesn't care how you get it, the long you can run the house with the money. And you don't have no time to stay in the house all day. You have to go selling things, talking to somebody, some kind of business.
They're cleaning.
Going out of service. Time to move.
The doors on the train on the other side will reopen. This train is going to go out of service for cleaning.
Well.
Sorry for the inconvenience. We have a dirty car. We need to get it cleaned up. Be sure you take all your belongings with you.
We are going to conclude with this later.
I'm not still going, and I don't really fucking know because I'm still growing. All CNI, yeah, we see ball going. All I wanna know is who the fuck I'm blowing up going. All I wanna know is can I get the da-da-da-da, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, and I'm loving it. And I'm loving it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm loving it. And I'm loving it. I can keep going just on and on, but I ain't got no teeth in my mouth, so I'm slow. Gotta talk, put my lips really fucking low. I don't really fucking know, cause I'm about to smoke some blow.
Hey,
I say get that drove, I say get it and go. And all I wanna know is how we fucking get it in row. Like, who got the drove? I got the switch, can we roll? I got the switch, can we roll? But we ain't got no drove, so I get it and go, got it, go. When all I wanna know is can we pop it and roll? Like, hey y'all, I said, hey y'all. Bring it on in, bring it on in. With that little voice, come on. C4, he's about to blow. C4,
you about to blow. Somebody gotta take over what I'm doing. Go. There we go. Hey.
All I wanna know is can you see through? But you see us because we see you. all three and I do step through. I don't really give a fuck because we can make it do what it do. We off, but we on, we off, but we corn, and I don't give a fuck, I'm children of the corn. And what you're really talking about, yeah, we scorn, cause all I fucking know is, yeah, yeah, we on, like.
All right, what else can we do? I don't know.
We could switch it, flip it, rock it on down, and all I wanna know is can we bring it on down, cause we could flip it, switch it, rock it on down, and all I wanna know is who the fuck I'm about to get down, cause we could switch it, flip it, bring it on down, and all I wanna know is who the fuck I'm about to get down, cause we could flip it, and bring it on down, and all I wanna know is who the fuck I'm about to go down. Who about to go down? Cause my skin real brown, and my feet real black, and I'm not all that. But I like that crack. And those bag of chips, and our chips is lit, and my bitch is click. What the fuck you really talking about? I merely rock on it, and I just merely rock on the block. All seeing eye, yeah, what's up? I don't really give a fuck on the west side. We just out here motherfucking talking, no reply. I am chilling with the all seeing eye out here in 7th Street, the west side. Got to conjure up the motherfucking spirit ride. I don't really fucking know because I'm so full of light. I'm so full of light, I don't really see the darkness. And all I wanna know is who to really, really flaunt this. And I don't really give a fuck if you don't fucking feel it. Because you see it, you wanna be it.
Got the glow. It's life, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm loving it.
Baby, sing it up.
I'm loving it.
Oh yeah.
I'm loving it. Oh. Mm. You loving it.
Oh yeah.
I'm loving it.
Bum, bum, bum.
Loving it. Cookie monster and the ammo, yeah, you rocking it. I see your little shirt, yeah, you popping it. Now I'm taking it back, cause you ain't copping it. You ain't loving it. It's your life, are you showing it? Yellow cab, yeah, you going it. Because we glowing, bitch.
As they walk by, tell me how you know yourself.
As they look at us,
tell them how your life was
with the wondering
eyes. But it's okay.
It's alright.
I had a stressful day, but this right here,
wash it away.
For me.
Don't you just love the universe that brings you all together? I don't really fucking know all these really dope brothers. I just came out on the street trying to get my fucking smoke on. Now I'm fucking motherfucking, yeah, we go strong. I came out here just to get a smoke on. But now we chillin', now we so on. I just came to get my smoke on. Chillin' with my brothers, yeah, we fucking so on. All seen eye, and I don't really see. I'm so blind, and I ain't gotta see. I got my third eye, I got that fucking weed. I need some fucking trees, I'm on the fucking leave.
Where the weed at?
Where the weed at?
Where is your soul?
Where the weed at?
Who you listening to?
Where the weed at?
When inside.
Hey, where the weed at?
You found the clue.
Where the weed at?
It ain't the herb, that's really true.
Where the weed at?
It is the place.
Where the weed at?
You are the glue.
Where the weed at?
So stick together.
Where the weed at?
Intend the weather.
Where the weed at?
See a miracle inside of you. You know it's true.
Where the weed at?
Where the
weed at?
Da-da-da-da.
Where the weed at?
Ba-ba-da-da.
Where the weed at?
Ba-na-na-na-da. We got the light in us. We just shining. The light on us. Hey, we just shining. We got the light in us. We just shining because the light's on us. Hey. I said, in God we trust.
Hey, hey.
I said, or is it dollar we trust? Hey.
Hey, hey.
I said, in God we trust.
Hey, hey.
But I said, I need the dollar we must. I
hey,
said,
hey, hey.
In God we trust. But you know, that dollar we must.
Hey.
So is it God that I trust? But I don't really know because the dollar just busts. I'm busting on my teeth with these 20s on my pocket. I don't really fucking know because I'm always fucking wallet. I don't fucking know because I don't like DJ Khaled.
God is the ultimate source. Hey, 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 hey. See,
God is the source.
That dollar is a resource. Hey, hey. But you know that the God is the resource. Is the ultimate source.
Now, is God the ultimate source, or is it us? But
yeah,
I don't really know because that dollar I trust. But
the
all I want to know
is source.
I'm just saying, they say that we in the rain, we remain in the image of what we rain. We remain in the image of rain, but that's God cares. So shall we remain in pain or keep going all of my brain? I'm so fucking flow, I'm so insane. I don't fucking know, I need that dollar right, man. What the fuck you really talking about? I'm playing. I said, he built us up his shoulders. Chilling on his shoulders. He built us up as soldiers. Is he chilling on our shoulders? I got the devil and my God in my right hand. I don't fucking know, I need a flight plan. Should I take off or stay? Cause I'm quite scared. I don't fucking know, I'm by light
there.
When a child was a broke millionaire, what would you say to him? In every dollar that you knew him, what was it that we found when we looked right through him? Bum, bum, bum.
Look right through him or look into her. I don't really know because I call God or her. We say destiny is your destined to be. Are we all just destiny's child?
Woo-wee. Or do we call the God the me? Or is it the I, the one eye, the one-eyed man and the king of the blind? You know what I'm saying, in the world, every time. You see it in a boy or a girl. What pronoun you using? Tell me about it. I'm all the cosmos. I ain't got to shout about it. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
God is in the cosmos. I call God the girl. I call God the girl. God is in the cosmos. God's the girl. I call God, hey girl.
It's a good side effect. I mean, it's like a bonus, but like it's not. It shouldn't be the core reason.
Yeah, the motivation.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm so glad I read it to you.
I know.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Oh my god.
What do you like to write about?
I can tell.
I do so I just wrote a poetry book that I just put out.
Oh, nice.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So I've been working
on it. Put it out there.
I know, yeah.
So what's the name of your poetry book?
It's called The Cloud That Fell From the Sky.
Yeah. You're on my podcast right now, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I thought I would record. I figured you had some wonderful information
perfect.
You'd like to share.
It's
called The Cloud That Fell From the Sky?
Yes, it is. And if you go on to Tigray Fu Art, TigreFouArt, you can see some examples of the poetry. Or you can go to the website, TigreFou.com. And check it out. It's out
That's
there.
Great.
Yeah.
That's good. Now, how did you self-publish it?
I self-published it. I self-published it, and it was a crazy experience. It took 3 years to get done. Basically, the binding is all hand-sewn.
Wow.
So it took quite a bit of time. But I wrote the poetry, and actually my niece wrote the poetry also. And he did photographic interpretations of the poems.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I'm super, super excited to get it out there. And who knows, maybe one person will read it and like it. That's all I'm asking for.
What places are you getting it out to? Are you putting it?
I actually have no idea what I'm doing right now. I'm just like, I just have a website and it's there and I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm just...
Exploration.
Exploration. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, how long did it take for you to write the poetry?
It was like a span of, oh my gosh, I would say that it's been a span of like a couple years. So anything from, I went on this, I feel like whenever I write, it's really motivated by, you know, like a devastating experience, of course. The best kind of writing, I think. Just something that's very emotional and personal and touches the heart, you know? So.
How many pages is it?
152. And here, I'm going to show you it so that we can kind of see. Oh, we're here.
Oh, that's your people. That's you all.
Yeah. Hold on one second. Steve, do you want to go get our table really quickly? I just want to show. Okay, so this one is one, and I'll read the poem to you. It's called Hoping Soul Floats, and it says, "Today I feel like I'm drowning in a sea, and I don't know which way to go so I can breathe. So I'll just close my eyes and hope soul floats."
That's great.
Thank you.
That is really cool.
Thank you.
Did you say that you did music as well?
He does music.
Have you put any of your poetry to his music?
No, but let me...
That would be great, even if you just did spoken word and he put music behind it, that'd be pretty cool.
That would be a good
like an audio book, but something completely different than anybody would ever expect to hear.
That's a really good idea. I think like at some point, if we end up in LA with a galley showing, we're going to contact you, you know, and just let you know. Because I know that we're actually doing the fourth book was going to be an erotic book, so I wrote a bunch of erotic poetry, and so it'll be kind of like pictures, like, show you.
It's the fast food culture.
I know a guy...
It's the just make a hamburger the same way every time.
Yeah, it's all done. I have a friend who paints types, and you have been painting
so the photos are going to be like this. So
oh nice.
Yeah, we need that. So it was really interesting when I was writing the poems. I actually was writing it from the point of view, like as like a man, or maybe like just like basically the receiver would be like a woman. So whether you're a man or a woman, so that's just like it was kind of like really interesting to think like that.
The whole setup.
Yeah.
It's a comparison between an animal that's basically a babbler.
Okay. So the photos are like photos like that are going to accompany your poetry.
Yeah, it'll accompany
that's
our
cool.
poetry. Yeah. So, but we would love for you to be there.
Oh no, we're not. Well, these two,
All right. It was so nice
to meet pleasure
you.
Meeting you. Yes. Yes. I love this.
Yes. It's amazing.
Hey, pleasure meeting you, man. Enjoy your food, man. Bye-bye. Pleasure meeting you guys.
Keep in touch. Come to a Wizard Walk. We'd love to have you. Come out on the street with us. Come ride the train.
Yeah.
Thank you for the invite. We like you. I appreciate it. It's good.
We like you.
Great. By a lot, I think, and it is good. I think tonight was interesting for a number of reasons.
It's going to be interesting if you can pick any of this up. I'm going to be very interested to see if you can pick any of this up with all the background noise. I mean, can't wait to understand. Can't wait to test that mic.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I know we're testing out the high tech Inspirato Projecto audio rig.
These look great. They almost look like yarn or something. Strings of light. What the heck? We're looking at some very crazy light effects here. Stretches. Sometimes it looks like yarn. Sometimes it looks like little tiny organisms in the body. Sometimes it looks like the lights have a mind of their own. Oh, geez. What the hell? That's nuts.
Mycelium migration.
I saw that.
Is that what it's
like,
called?
Holy fuck.
It's when you got wiggly lines, you've got cosmic happening.
Yeah. Whoa.
I was at the Rio looking at the palms, and I'm like, how can I do something great out of this? And bam, palms.
Nice. I haven't seen that. It's awesome.
What'd you do? Did you just shake it a tiny little bit?
You open the lens up all the way and you just kind of play with the telephoto.
Like full aperture.
Oh! Those look like ghosts in the hallway.
Yeah,
oh, God. What the heck?
Oh, wow.
Like they were climbing up the walls.
Yeah.
It made me think of...
All this I'm adding to the Getty.
Oh my God, what is that? Oh my God.
And this is basically what got me into the Getty.
At the Getty Center?
Yeah, this is what got my art accepted to Getty Art. Just this stuff. This stuff and...
Stonehenge. Yeah, like the shapes of it.
Oh, yeah. I've never been there, but I've seen it in pictures.
I haven't either, me too.
Where's this at?
Oh, that's so badass. It's right up the street from where we live. During the fires, the Thomas fires.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the property was abandoned, and it was, oh, my God, he went out there and took pictures of everything while nobody was there. It was just amazing. Such a post-apocalyptic, paradise.
Whoa. What? Wow.
That's my garden.
That's your garden? Oh, my goodness, you guys. That's incredible.
I know, right? Yeah.
That's what I can do.
And you, so you, this you.
Is, this is before you hire me. This is after you hire me. Hey, Mark, I need this photo a little bit more ground level. I don't have the budget to hire you to do a photograph. That's okay. Give me $300. Bam.
Wow. Interesting.
This isn't a reshot, but it's just a Photoshop.
It's incredible.
This is me with Photoshop.
So your stuff is on Getty Images? Is that what it is?
Not yet.
I just got approved. All my tax information has gone through.
Do you know about the website where you can interview people that want to be interviewed?
The website where people get interviewed, where they want to be interviewed?
Yeah, I know. It's so meta because it's an interview show where they... Do I know the name of that?
Yeah, sure. What's the name of it?
Do
I know the name of it?
Yeah, do you
know
the name of it?
No, this is a real thing? I thought you invented it.
No, I did. Well, no. It's a real thing.
It's something where people want to be interviewed?
Yes. Like, they basically list themselves like they're available for interviews.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I know, this is the part where I would plug that
great.
Thing. If they, and it's not, they're not paying me, though. I can't tell you what the name of it is now. It's to be continued.
I have this idea. Check this out. Watch this. Let's change the scene.
Bam.
And then hit stop.
Bam.